I'm Tim Lesmeister, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News. I was sitting in an ice shack with a buddy of mine, and we were looking at the underwater camera, and he said, boy, wouldn't it be nice if you could use one of these in open water? And I said, are you kidding? I use mine all the time in open water. I'll tell you how it works, but first...
Since 1967, generations of Minnesota sportsmen have trusted Outdoor News to keep them up to date with the latest news, pro tips, features, fishing reports, gear reviews, and more. For less than a buck per week, you can carry on the tradition and join thousands of Minnesota sportsmen by subscribing to Outdoor News. Whether you prefer a printed copy in your mailbox each week or the convenience of up-to-the-minute news on your smartphone or computer, we've got you covered. Subscribe today at outdoornews.com/subscribe.
Underwater cameras have become extremely popular to ice fishermen, and they don't even realize how important it would be to have one in open water as well. Seems like people just want to get out in their boats, go out on the open water, and cast and fish. But I'll tell you right now, you will learn how to understand your sonar much faster if you incorporate an underwater camera into the program as well. I've got spots that I fish that I know 10 times more about because I've got an underwater camera. I was out on a reef this last summer and I thought, boy, this thing's covered with fish. When I put down the underwater camera, I realized this is not fish, it's vegetation. But it was grass that was bent over. It looked like fish on the sonar. There were a few fish on this reef, but not as many as I thought there were. And I really love the underwater camera in the vegetation where the sonar doesn't show me if there's fish there or not. And rocks too. You get into the rubble and the boulders and you can see those fish tucked in there. You can't see that on your sonar. As a matter of fact, the last Bassmaster Classic was won when Gussie used that camera to find smallmouth in rocks that didn't show up on his sonar. This is from the pages of the Outdoor News.